You ready? Everybody ready? All right. Thank you all for coming. We will go ahead and call this February 10 regular scheduled Westminster City Council meeting to order. Need a certification of a quorum, please. And if you would, join us for the invocation and pledge of allegiance by Councilman Dale Glimp.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day and everything you've done for us. Thank you this time that we have to get together as a community and as a council and administration to make some decisions for the community. I pray that you'll grant us some wisdom and guidance as we move forward through this meeting. Thank you for everything that you've done for us and the way you bless this community. So, in Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we have, before you said four people signed up for public comments?
There's actually five.
Five people. If you're going to speak during public comments, we just ask that you keep it to 3 minutes. Administrator Bronson will be keeping track of the time, just in fairness to all, please. Are we ready for the first one?
Fred Bland.
Mr. Fred Bland.
Hello, y'all. Mr. Mayor, honored guest. Three quick things, because I only have 3 minutes. Number one, I want to thank the city for the grant money that they gave me to redo the front of my buildings on 208, 210, and 212 East Main, right there in front of where y'all are doing your new thing. So thank you all for that. The second thing is Ms. Nellie Campbell, who's been in business in Westminster for 40 years, broke her hip the other day. She's in a hospital. You all think about her, give her a little prayer. In addition to that, her son Don has asked during this construction period if it's possible that the city could provide some signs that there'll be some parking on the back parking lot of his lot to accommodate him for customers that won't have any place to park. The other item I have, well, I got to do this quick, is that our building that we bought about 10 years ago, my wife and I, we've continuously used that for storage and a business out of state and in other places. Last year, your other code officers seemed to think that it was a vacant building, we weren't ever there, this and that. Nevertheless, I signed that paper without any kind of legal advice, but it's been brought to my attention, and rightfully so, that it needs a good cleaning up. We're going ahead with that. I've hired some guys to help me with that. We have places we're going to go to clean up the inside of the building. But I just wanted to say I'll be sending a formal request and appeal to give us more time to complete what we've been starting on that project so that to keep out of trouble. Because we want to be a part of Westminster, and we don't want to be the one that's going, oh, look at Blaine. No, I'm not like that. So anyway, just those were the things that I wanted to talk about. And mostly, don't forget Ms. Nellie. If you know her or her family, give her a little prayer or a thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Franklin Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Hi, everybody. I'm Franklin Jones. I've addressed y'all twice before, I believe it was. Not with the new council members I was unable to vote on, but that's another story in itself. I received a letter hand-delivered with taxpayer funding there by the Westminster Police Department from your former lieutenant who described a no-contact notice where I'm not allowed, supposedly, to approach anybody sitting up here or over here, because the word staff was used in it. So, nope. Well, maybe some people at the county work over here, I'm not really sure. And nobody's wearing a special hat or a shirt. So I don't know specifically which staff I'm not allowed to talk to. In regards to this notice, which is being referred to by your city administrator, who produced the notice, who directed the former lieutenant of your police department to hand deliver it to my house. this document, it's not an order. It's not signed by a judge. The only person it's signed by is Kevin Bronson, who's sitting next to your city attorney, and I think your city attorney can describe what an order is. Notice is not that. And you being a representative government, you know, signing up for this sheet, right? There was people in this room that witnessed it. I went to ask the clerk where to sign up for, because I spoke here twice before. I knew the clerk had the paperwork. Well, apparently the paperwork's now put up there on the easel. So, you know, Kevin Bronson chimes in that maybe I'm not allowed to even be here, directs the chief of police to come over to the table, and then I'm questioned by your city attorney as well. Now I, as a citizen and taxpayer, consider that a whole lot of intimidation, right? And if I'm not even allowed to vote at your local precinct, because somehow the Westminster First Baptist Church has a no trespass notice on me. Now it just so happens your sheriff also attends this church, and this no trespass notice was given to me as I was in the meat department at the Ingles. You know, real subtle like. And the only thing I can figure out is by proximity, as I was walking my dogs on the sidewalk near the church on Sunday.
Thank you, Mr.
Time's up.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
See y'all next month. 187.
Wendy Golden.
Ms. Golden?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Charles Morgan. The citizens of Westminster would like to say thank you. You're doing an outstanding job. You listen to each one of us. You answer phone calls, you return phone calls, you seem to be engaged with the citizens, and many people appreciate that very much. I think that you make a great representation of what a good city council member embodies, and we thank you. We would like to know from the council if there's any updates about the funds missing from City Hall. Citizens also have additional concerns about the overpayments for the AMI project. That money was taken from citizens several years ago, and no reimbursement has been made as promised. We've been told by the city that it's unable to figure out how much to refund, but this is not acceptable, and the citizens are waiting for their money. The citizens of Westminster are seeking an update regarding the completion of Anderson Park, specifically the projected completion date for the upgrades and the anticipated timeline for the installation of new playground equipment. We also request notification of the schedule and agendas for upcoming PMPA meetings, as we intend to attend all future meetings and believe all citizens have the right to be informed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Golden.
Brent Ross.
Who?
Brent Ross.
Brent Ross.
The signing was for speaking?
Yes.
I thought it was just attendance. I apologize. I'm just here to listen.
Okay. Roman Holder.
Hello. Thank you all for your time. I'm Roman Holder. I've lived in Westminster most of my life since I was a boy. And I've come across a few folks in need lately that don't feel that the city provides for them sufficiently. And I personally feel an obligation as a fellow citizen to help those in need, and I'm happy to do so. Anything I put forward today, I'm happy to play a role in, however I may be able to, whether it be fundraising, or marketing any efforts towards help for those in need in our community. I'm aware of Doc's Kitchen. I'm aware of their work. I'm aware that there's a community garden near the park. Before community. There's been an orchard planted behind Dot's Kitchen, and I appreciate all those efforts. However, any of you may be involved, or however that may be privately funded. And I'm here to urge each of you to listen to those in need in the community, and rather than impose any sort of punishments upon them, to aid them through whatever means your hearts feel should be done. Something of concern in my effort to find the parameters with which to address this was a recent visit to City Hall, in which I asked for ordinances and laws related to loitering, vagrancy, and homelessness. They referred me to the police department. The police department, I spoke with two officers there whose names I do not know, that I was told there are no ordinances on those things, and was given nothing. So I went back to City Hall, who then proceeded to print me off a few pages worth of ordinances. So I find that disturbing, that there is not communication about the ordinances within this town amongst the executors of these ordinances. So I hope you'll hear these things, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Holder.
That's it.
That's it. All right, next we have a comment from the mayor and council. Kevin, I want to ask you, is there any updates on the Mitchell Presley situation, the guy that spoke last month? Had the issue with the camper?
Yes,
on the lot?
We gave him a four-month extension. The code enforcement officer went back and kind of reviewed the file and presented that as an option.
Okay, good. Thank you. And then one thing on my list was the temporary signage for the businesses that are going to be affected by the construction. Have we thought about that or considered anything we could do to kind of help facilitate that?
Yes, we have talked about it. Right now, the first phase of construction on the downtown streetscape will be on Gray Street, and they will very likely be on Gray Street at least the first month, maybe the first month and a half. Could be two, depending on the weather, because that's there's a lot of earthwork that's involved. Main Street should not be affected during that time. We will put signs out. We talked about it at the staff meeting today, so that everyone knows that Gray Street, that section that runs in between Main and North Avenue, will be closed beginning the 16th.
All right. And then y'all looking at something we can do to kind of help the businesses?
Yeah, as we move on to Main Street and Retreat Street, we will be communicating with everybody.
And then what about that schedule for the Apple Festival? I know the completion date looks to be tying right in with the start of Apple Festival.
It is. I have not reached out yet to the Apple Festival nor the Bigfoot Festival folks. The grant calls for the project to be complete the week before the Apple Festival. However, the contractor does have rain days that he can utilize. So my best suggestion to at least the Apple Festival is to prepare for that area to not be available. If everything goes according to plan, it will be. Last year, Reagan spent time with the Apple Festival looking at alternative setups, because we thought that construction would start just prior to the Apple Festival last year, and then they didn't need to utilize that. So I know that it's been discussed in the past, so we'll have those discussions again, see what we can do. I'd like to be optimistic and say they will be completely gone, but everybody who works in construction knows when you've got a lot of outdoor work to do and a lot of earthwork to do, you're very dependent on what the weather does.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Mr. Bland, thank you for what you're doing with your building. I'm glad the grant did help you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sure.
And we appreciate what you're trying to do with the building.
Got a lot of compliments, too.
And you can let Mr. Campbell know that we have been discussing that. CD is discussing that.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones left, so we can't respond with him.
And that, and if we could get some, I've requested just to get some prints of the improvement.
We're going, yeah, they're going to be getting signage out to everybody. Funds missing. Do you have any update on that for the public?
It is an active investigation. Law enforcement tells us not to comment.
Very good. And then, Ms. Golden, you had an issue with AMI refund status, Anderson Park. I think you should contact Mr. Brunson about that. And Roman Holder, we try to do all we can for the citizens of Westminster. We're continuously looking at ways to help and assist. I'm sorry you had an issue with the looking up ordinance with the police department, City Hall, but I think you've got that resolved now. Appreciate you coming.
It would be great if there could be a shelter.
No, sir. We can't talk. We have to talk now. You get to talk during your part. If we don't, it gets to be back and forth. So I just ask you to hold it till the next meeting, please. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah.
No.
The ladies first.
Okay. Oh, well. One thing I would like to ask Kevin, and I would like to know from our county and our planners. First of all, go Team Westminster for our ice storm, snowstorm. Thank you so much for everything you did. So what I'm about to say is no reflection on you, okay? But that we have a set warming center in Westminster. The idea that we would try to drive somebody or get somebody to get in their car to go to a Wahala High School, to me, that's not acceptable. So, and I understand the schools didn't have a generator, so, but I think that's something we need to really plan for, getting forward to see. And I really would like to know about that, see what we can do, help with that. Student. I don't want to say something without saying I'll help the part of the solution, okay? So.
I can kind of answer that just a little bit because I actually talked to the county, the emergency department over there. Their issue was that we did not have, at our schools, we don't have full generators for the entire building, so we couldn't do one in one of our schools. And the issue about the churches, they would have to have a church willing to do that, and they would have to have it staffed. We actually had an offer from the guy who owns Thrift Hardware to use his building because he had a big wood heater. But we didn't have anyone to staff it because you couldn't just turn the public loose in a building without staffing. So we did have that discussion, and
we have such a good relationship with the school district. You know, mm-hmm. Say, what can we do for y'all to put a generator in West Oak Middle for us, for our town?
Right.
You know, because, like I said, I didn't get out of my house. They told me to stay home. I stayed home. And thank goodness my power to go out, but people's power went out.
Yeah.
I can't imagine days of our elderly and our vulnerable folks to try to get in a car to go up to Seneca or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something on my mind, just something we could think about.
Well, I see Mr. Brunson writing notes, so I'm sure he's going to contact the county about that.
We were not part of those decisions at all. We rely on the county for that, but just like the mayor, Chief Smith, we put in our request and let it be known that we thought that anybody trying to drive either to Wahala or Seneca was not safe. And like the mayor said, they simply couldn't put all the logistics together. So we'll make communications and see if we can be ready to make that.
And I would say to Roman, there are several blessing boxes that are around, and her pool is the man, I'm telling you, is our hero as far as making sure that community fed. And there's a lot of the community fed into that, feeding into that. So that is also another thing with women.
There's a few other resources too,
yeah,
from the county side. I don't know how many of you recall the meeting we had with multiple cities just to,
yes,
kind of discuss that issue a few years ago. And there's a lot of resources there that the county can provide, but I don't know if that's something we'd have to go through, or individuals would have to go through Oconee County, or our officers could reach out. I can't remember how all that went and who all those contacts were. But there is a list, and I don't know if that's something we could reach out to Mike Crenshaw, or Greg, if you could reach out to Mike Crenshaw and just, there was a whole list of options available for helping right. people need help.
We have that this and we have them out.
Right.
Thanks.
And Chief Crenshaw, the Community Breakfast Friday, said they're hiring two new officers just for that.
Yep.
So I think that was a good update to them.
I think the only other question that we had on here that we can answer was the PMPA meetings. Those are on their website. Google search, pop them right up. So.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd be happy to chime in there.
Yes.
Every time there's a PMPA meeting, the week before, I put the agenda along with the virtual link on the city administrative report, which is on the city website.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
You
want to
say something?
Yeah. Yes,
Charles. Yeah, well, people are going to find out I'm always going to address the people that come here because, number one, I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be here in our experiment of self-government. Fred, I do want to thank you for cleaning up the fronts of your buildings. They look magnificent.
Thank you all.
Well, but here's the thing, and we didn't pay for it all. But you had to go out there and put some of your own funds in it as well. Our business had taken advantage of that grant when we opened up the building right next door to you two and a half, almost 3 years ago. That's great. You had mentioned, we kind of talked about the signage, but that you may need some more time to clean up some things. I think that's a discussion we can have. You're showing, you know, a good faith effort to do some positive things for our town, especially with what's going on the streetscapes. Thank you, and I hope you're able to sell that building.
Thank
okay.
you.
Mr. Jones isn't here. Wendy, thank you for the thank you. My goal is to be here and answer phone calls and to be here for the people of this town. That's who I am. That's why I ran, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I had somebody call me over the weekend to hash out a few things. Unfortunately, it's not something I'm able to help with at this time, but I think there are other conversations that need to be had, and thank you for coming. Roman, I really like what you hit on, aid and not punish. We're here to help people. Now, sometimes the limit of our help depends on how much money we have, and we are a city that does not have unlimited resources. We're going to depend on people like yourself to help be a stopgap, to identify areas in which there needs to be improvement. I'll give you my direct number if you're right now or even at the end of the meeting. It's 864-873-8754. It's on my Facebook page. We're neighbors. I think I wrangled up a little Max one time.
A while
back. You know, but I do think we need to look at ways to help our community, help our fellow citizens, you know. We're a small town. We do the best we can with what we have. And we're trying to make this town an affordable town so we can continue to grow. But we also don't want to leave people behind. So thank you for bringing some of that to our attention. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll second what they've already said. I'm not going to rehash all that, but I agree 100% with what Davey said and what Charles has said and what man right here, Adam and Brian have said about that. I agree 100% with all of that, and I appreciate the work that you've done and your heart for the people of this town and the people that are having some difficulties. I don't think it's, from my background and from my beliefs, it's not just council work, it's God's work, and I appreciate that heart that you have for that. Ms. Golden, the same thing. There's no more information I can give you from what they gave you. It's the best information I have. I do want to, and we got a great staff over here. They do amazing things. But last week we did have the breakfast with the chamber and the chiefs of police from the three cities and the sheriff spoke. And I've got to tell you what, we have the best police chief. And I'll put him up against anybody. I'll put him up against anybody in the state. And I've met a lot of sheriffs and I've met a lot of police chiefs. Chief Miller does a fantastic job. When he came on board, he said he's going to make Westminster the best police department in the state. I think he's headed toward being the best in the Southeast easily. He's got the heart for it. He's got the knowledge. He's hired the right people. The new hired Lieutenant Ike, and I can't think of Ike's last name.
Lewis.
Lewis. Amazing. great personality, a love for the people, a lot of experience, incredible. But the plans that he has, he mentioned some plans about the reserve officer program possibly in the future. That's a great thing. That's a good thing. The more people that, nobody likes, I can tell you from police officer experience in the past, there are calls I didn't like going to by myself. And if we can put another person in the car, another person on the road to back these guys up and make their load a little bit easier and make it safer for them and the public, it's great. But I got to brag on him, guys. I brag on y'all next time. But Chief Miller, thank you very much for everything that you're doing. You've lived up to what you said you were going to do. You've kept the promises. We're with you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, last but not least, West Oak Wrestling has won Upper State Championship once again and play in Lexington or wrestle in Lexington on Wednesday for the state championship. So y'all be praying for them and cheering them on. Anything else? All right, move on. Comments from the utility director, Mr. Scott Parris.
Get Phase 1 is wrapping up. They're doing their final cleanup. Called Chance Bay, and they're just doing minor cleanings, moving some equipment. Phase 2, I know they've been well hidden now. Nobody sees them already, but they've got one more section. On the upper part above Sandifer, they've got one more section of line to go to. And then they're going to go back down to the intersection at 24 and work their way back up. They're in the process of getting their best option together for that intersection. They're hoping to do pipe bursting so that it doesn't cause as much disruption as open cut. But if that doesn't work out, they will end up having to do an open cut and then call them cheap enough for a little help with some traffic control at certain times of day. But if they do have to open cut, we'll make our best effort to at least impact school traffic at business times of the day.
Do we have any kind of time frame for that? How long it will be?
They have, as far as getting that portion done, not yet, because it depends on what method they use. So we talked with the contractor late last week, and he's exploring his options, and he's not got one, he's not decided on his prime option.
Okay.
As soon as he knows, he's going to let us know, hopefully by the end of next week. Looking James Creek, Waterline Department is out for bids. We've got a pre-bid meeting next week, and bids the following week. We have our SCADA project back out for bids again. That hopefully does come back next month. We're ready for it. And a couple of you mentioned the ice storm and the snowstorm. The ice storm, I think, really showed the work that Taylor and his guys have been doing, because we did have one circuit go down, and it was from a limb that came down, arced off the line, and fell to the ground. They had to reset it. That was it. That we had our largest outage, and it was for about 45 minutes. But outside of that, we had about 35 to 40 outages, and they were in isolated areas. So they worked through that, got those tied back in. Everybody was back on, even those that had to have customer side work done, where their meter panel, the meter base was ripped off of the house from tree falling. Those were done by, I think, Monday afternoon and Tuesday. So, Kurt Poole even was a victim of that. At his house, he had a tree come down, and he had to work done with his meter base. But we got everybody going. But they did a really good job. They had backup. Chris's guys were water crew. They were out taking trees out, cutting trees. And at the same time, they also had a water main break Sunday morning. It was tied up much of that day. So, there was ice out there with them. And another layer of fun to it. I got everybody back on by that afternoon. So overall, I think the impact of that was pretty low for us, and I'm proud of how it handled it. The snow weekend was just fun to watch, because we didn't have really any calls from that, no outages from that. So you got a good bunch, and they're really working hard to make things better. You have pretty to be proud of.
That's all I've got right now. Anybody have any questions? I would say a quick thank you, though, and make sure you let Taylor and the boys know. My power blinked twice, but I never lost it. I think it's the first time ever that we've had ice. And, I mean, I was prepared that I have power.
Yeah.
Obviously, done a real good job. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. And Chris? All y'all. Mr. Bronson, you have the floor.
Yes, sir, Mayor, members of council. First update is on the Horton Outdoor Recreational Fields. Thank you all, we've been watching it for a long time now, ready for it to be open. Our goal is to have it open in early April. Right now, the Mammoth contractor is getting closer and closer every day to finishing up their punch list items. Received a message here a few minutes ago where we're looking to potentially have a final walkthrough with Mammoth within the next couple of weeks. The AMW Construction, which is tasked with building the concession stand, has the pad poured, and they expect to start framing that in next week. So we're getting ever closer. Our eyes are on spring play, and I know we just went through snow and ice, but spring ball time will be here, and before we know it. Herb Poole, Ben Blackwell, Scott Paris, and his team have done a great job of managing a lot of just little nits. Right now we're working on the sign that will go out front. You may or may not recall that our agreement with Horton gives them a right to approve the sign. And so the last iteration that I received, I've sent them. Once we receive that back, that they've signed off on it, I'll present it to you. I think you'll be happy with it.
Kevin, can I ask you a question on that? Just if you can touch base on the amount of interest that's coming in with the fields and stuff. So there's a lot of people that haven't dealt with all the tournaments and stuff that these fields bring, but that it's already not even open, it is generating interest.
Yeah, back even when we broke ground, some of the news reports that got out there, a lot of it run through the Seneca Journal and then some of the broadcast stations out of the upstate market. Herb started receiving a number of calls. We could have hosted a small tournament back in November if it had been ready. He has a list that he's keeping. I don't know how many names are on that list of folks that would like to use the facility. They come out, they look at it, they're very impressed with the way that it looks, the functionality of it. I don't have an exact number to give you, but we do have a lot of interest in folks wanting to use that field for specialized tournaments. So when I say that, I mean outside of our typical youth rec play and youth rec tournaments. Herb is also excited about the possibility of Westminster being able to host some of the tournaments that we talked about in the workshop earlier that typically go somewhere else that are amongst the league that we are in, that we will be able to host some of those here. I really do appreciate Ben Blackwell, who's come on our team. He's a wealth of knowledge in a lot of areas, but a very strong advocate as we work with those contractors to make sure that it's being done correctly. So,
thank you.
Any other questions about Horton? All right, I'll move on to streetscape update. I know everybody's ready for us to get more and more information out. That is all on me. This empty seat next to me without young Reagan here adds a little bit to the delay to get that information out. We did put out last Friday that we have finally given the notice to proceed to Foothills Contracting LLC out of Clemson or Central, can't remember which one. They are set to start February the 16th. Which is next Monday. They may not be out there Monday morning, but they may be. The police department as well as utilities will put signs up. They're going to start at Gray Street first. That section of Gray Street that runs between Main and North Avenue is going to be closed. Once we close it, it'll be closed for vehicular traffic going forward. The new design calls that to be for pedestrian access only. We expect them to be in there at least a month, maybe a little bit longer, as we have already discussed. So we will get that signage up. You guys know we have the electronic message board that Fred has. The challenge is, where do we put all the signs? We really don't have enough signs to cover every direction that you could come into Gray Street. We anticipate it'll be April or May before they start working on Main Street and Retreat Street. The contractor owes us a schedule now that he's been given the notice to proceed. So as soon as we have that schedule, which I should have by early next week, we'll make that available to all of you and put it on the website and start communicating that through Facebook and personal touches to the folks that are downtown. Any other questions about streetscape?
The map we've got that's showing the new design, is it available at City Hall?
It is, and we'll make some copies of that and get it out. Mr. Bland has come by and looked at that plan a couple of times. We'll make some 11 by 17 copies of that and get it posted. And I'll do my best to mark it up as the contractor intends to schedule his work. He laid out for us verbally what his phasing would be, but I'm waiting to see that back in the timeline before I start putting that out, because I want to make sure I'm syncing up with what he's planning to do.
When you get that ready, let me know, and I'll come by and get them, and I'll just take them and hand deliver them to each one of the businesses on that street that it'll affect. Okay. And just let them know we're going to work with them.
All right.
Be glad to do that.
Yeah, that's a hot button right now. It's a big concern with a lot of people. That's what I've been getting as they're like, well, we haven't been told a timeline. I don't know when I should need to shut down, et cetera, et cetera. So,
Well, I think Main Street's going to be open for the next 2 or 3 months. We'll get that out, but we want everybody to be ready. And I know it's going to be an inconvenience. I really fully expect, hope, pray, every other adjective I can put in there, that we're all going to be very happy with the product once we get done. And we've already talked about the inconvenience it may be for the fall festivals. We will also spend some time talking with those folks to make sure that we've at least told everybody.
Yep. The challenges of growth.
And then the last thing that I wanted to say is I really appreciate everybody being supportive of the utility crews and what they did during the ice and the snowstorm. I also want to make sure that I give my appreciation to the police and the fire department. The fire department was kind of headquarters during both of those events. Chief Smith and Chief Miller both spent a number of days together here at the fire department. I think they became either closer friends or mortal enemies by the end of that snowstorm. And then we had to do it all over again the next week. I really do appreciate the two of them. They cooked. You know, when guys are out working in cold weather like that, they need a lot of calories. And these two chiefs did a great job supporting the guys out in the field and giving them the nourishment they need so they could keep going out. Now, credit to the guys for going out and doing the work, but they had a very good support team. Kylie did a great job of helping us make sure we were communicating what we had to communicate on Facebook. So it was all around a team effort, and I greatly appreciate everybody that was involved with doing that and everyone's patience as we worked through it. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah. Where do we stand on getting College Street School secured?
I do not have an answer for you right now. So I have, you and I spoke, I don't know if it was this week, Charles,
Friday,
or last week.
Friday.
And I have to contact the property owner and hope I have an answer for you soon. And I'm sorry I don't have anything more to tell you.
I just know it's a hazard, and it's a liability for somebody.
Well, in terms of the staff, we're all ready for some type of action to take place there for many reasons, and I hope to have you an answer soon.
Thank you.
Anything else? All right, next items 3, 4, and 5. We got consideration of the council meeting minutes of January 13th. Do we have a motion?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Next, consideration January 15th, special call city council meeting minutes.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consideration January 16th, special call city council meeting minutes.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Thank you. Move on to old business. Consider second reading ordinance 210-2026-01. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve the second reading of ordinance 0210-2026-01.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
I recuse myself once again from this as I voted on it on Planning Commission, and I have my recusal form.
Very good. Any discussion or questions? Call for a vote.
Shane?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, under new business, resolution pledging to practice and promote civility in the city of Westminster. Do we have a motion to accept this resolution?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Has everyone read that pledge by own council? I think that's a good thing we're doing that on a yearly basis. Call for a vote, please.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
David?
Yes.
Next, resolution to designate February as Black History Month in the city of Westminster.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion or questions? Call for a vote on that one.
Charles?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, item 9, this resolution is to adopt the priorities from the City Council retreat, basically our planning workshop. I know some of you weren't there, wasn't able to come, but I think we need everyone's vote on this, don't we, Kevin? It doesn't matter if they're there or not, they don't have to recuse for this because they're accepting the list.
Correct.
Is that correct? Everyone's got a copy of that in your agenda. So we need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion or questions about the list?
I do have a question. I know we had discussed about going ahead and possibly getting the equipment to stream so that we could start having this produced on our own. Is that something that we still plan on doing, or is that outside still included in this? Where do we stand with that?
So when we talked about that at that priority study session or one of those days, mm-hmm. Charles, forgive me, I don't remember exactly which one. I think we can still have that ready to go either by the March or the April time frame. I've already done some research into how the OJRSA does their streaming on YouTube, and so I anticipate we'll be able to, in pretty light fashion, as you see theirs, do the same thing. So if not March, I would anticipate April.
Thank you.
Anything else? All right, call for a vote.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes, ma'am.
Charles?
Yes.
All right, that's it for the regular meeting. At this time, we need a motion to go into executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Huh? What?